Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, Tinky and Tierney back here on the Fan. It's time for the Joe Beningo Monday Cold with us and the Beningo Football Monday and some DeGrom stuff as well. Brought to you by Foxwoods Resort Casino, the wonder of it all, by Winters Brothers Waste Systems. Conveniently rent a dumpster online at winterbros.com. Long Island's number one choice for waste removal, wintersbros.com. By Total Orthopedics, the experts are getting you back to being you. And by Webster Bank, the official commercial bank of the New York Jets. Now, Joe, since we started with DeGrom, I just want to keep that that flow going before we jump full steam into the Jets here. You've been on the record with DeGrom. You basically said let him go as far as a couple of months ago. So I know where you stand. I guess what I'm most interested in now is what's the pivot for the Mets? What do you want to see? What do you expect from the Mets?
Well, I mean, look, I think I guess I want Verlander. I mean, my only concern, obviously, with Verlander is the guy's 40 years old. I know he had a tremendous year last year, but he missed 2 years before that. Carlos Rodon. I mean, why not? You know what? Why not sign both of them?
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I would sign both of those guys. Sign Verlander and Rodon. I'd re-sign Nimmo. They got to get, and that's the other thing too, guys. They got no bats on his team. They got to sign some more. I mean, Trey Turner is another guy I would want to go after. But I think as far as the pitching, I try to sign Verlander and Rodon.
Joe, let me ask you, Joe. So, you know, and the calls have been very interesting this morning. Most people are like, yeah, that's fine, you know, whatever. And I get it. And then there's others who are obviously heartbroken and somewhere in between. But DeGrom comes into Queens, pitches, if he's even healthy for the Rangers. What kind of ovation does he get? What kind of ovation should he get?
Well, first of all, I wonder if he would even pitch against the Mets. First of all, he might be hurt.
Yeah.
You know, he may try to pull a Syndergaard and duck him. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me either. I think he gets mixed. I think it's a mixed reaction. I think you're going to get, guys that are going to cheer him and guys that are going to boo him. I think you're going to get a mixed reaction for DeGrom.
See, I think it depends where the Mets are on the standings because they're coming in kind of late in the season. If the Mets are rolling, you'll be in more of a sentimental kind of a mood. If the Mets are not rolling, say if they don't get Rodon, or you know what I mean? I think where the Mets are standings-wise is going to dictate because here's the thing, Joe. He didn't leave via trade. When you leave in free agency, you're literally saying, I won't be here anymore, and we take that personally. I think he's going to get booed, Joe.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's 50-50. I think there's still, you know, most of the younger Met fans, this was their guy, okay? You know, I talked to my partner, the great Evan Roberts, you know, I know he's, and obviously he's with Craig Carton too now, but, you know, my longtime partner, and he's a big DeGrom guy, and he's heartbroken.
I get it.
And I understand that, so I think it's going to be 50-50, but look, DeGrom never wanted to be here. He wanted out of New York. The Mets didn't really even aggressively try to re-sign him. I think they knew that. I don't even think they wanted him either.
Yeah.
You know, he gets hurt all the time. And let's be honest, the 101-win season last year, DeGrom really had, you know, he was not really a factor at all for that team last year.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting. I said that at the beginning. This is kind of they did an unbelievable job of acting like they really wanted to keep him but are not heartbroken when he left. And it's kind of the right way, the smart way, to get rid of a fan favorite and not feel like the bad guy. Because I don't think the Mets are the bad guy right now, and I think that's really all you can ask for from is this thing winds itself out and Jacob DeGrom is not going to be a Met.
This is clearly not on the Mets, Tiki. I'm with you 100%. They are not the bad guy in this.
All right, so let's hop over to the Jets real quick because BT and I both had the same emotion really about both of our teams. Like we weren't upset. Obviously, I was more of on the closer to the thrilled side because the tie doesn't hurt you as bad as the
Didn't
loss
hurt the
does.
Giants at all,
Didn't hurt the Giants at all. It is what it is. And look, they're just not talented right now. So it's like it's hard to get angry when you got a practice squad defensive back getting torched on the last.
And can I say this about the
and
Giants?
And Darius Slayton dropping passes, which he does a lot of because he's second or third or second or first in the league and drop passes.
Can I
passes.
Say this about the Giants?
Go ahead.
Daniel Jones is the quarterback. I mean, when is he going to get some credit for the kind of year he's had?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's had a terrific year. He's got no weapons around him except for Barkley. He's got one real receiver in Slayton. They've been banged up, you know, so much all year, both sides of the ball. I mean, you got to give – to me, Daniel Jones is clearly the quarterback going forward, and they got to give him a contract.
Yeah, so as we look at quarterbacks for the Jets, are you still convinced Mike White is your guy? Oh, BT's giving him two more games.
Not even a question that Mike White's the guy.
And you don't even mess with it, right? You don't even think about
it. Let me tell you right now. I'll tell you this, Tiki. If Salah even tried to make a move on White, he'd lose the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is beloved by the play. All you had to know, and he was good yesterday. I mean, let's be honest about it. I mean, the worst pass he threw all day wasn't the two picks. It was the one where he missed Garrett Wilson down the sideline when he had him wide open for about a 70-yard touchdown. That's the only really brutal pass. He made some throws. He made that throw to Corey Davis on a 4th and 10.
Oh.
One play after he got belted.
Yeah.
He got belted the play before it. I thought he was going to come out of the game, and he puts a dime on Davis, and if it wasn't for one of the Vikings getting a shoestring on him, he would have been in the end zone. And so White is clearly the quarterback. He's the quarterback the rest of the year, and I think going to be going forward as well, but no doubt that he's the quarterback the rest of the year. It's not even debatable.
All right, now here's the thing that I want to see, though, Joe. And I don't think you even care about this, but I think that you should. Or on some level, I think that Zach Wilson needs to at least be elevated to number two. Now, this is Mike White's show. You're right. I see him getting on the plane Saturday and fly to Minnesota. They're all wearing Mike White shirts. Yep. They love this. We get
no
that.
No question.
And he is good. But to me, you know, when you're inactive, you have, don't tell me about the scout team. You have no role. You are complete, you're zero. I think at least Zach Wilson needs to prepare with an urgency just in case White goes down. If he's not the number two, what that tells me is he is almost terminally lost, helpless, helpless.
And you want to make him the number two, I got no problem with that. He's probably, you know, still better than Flacco. The one thing that we know that Flacco can't do is get away from the pass rush anymore, and Wilson can do that. So, I mean, if you want to make him the backup to White, I got no issue with that at all.
Joe, what have you seen? When you look at Salah, right, and obviously he's got coordinators, but when they do things that they do in terms of critical points of the game, usage of timeouts, going forward, punting, just the different strategies that – you know, the fans with established, reputable teams take for granted. When you see Salah in those situations, you feel pretty comfortable?
Here's what I feel comfortable about. I was very upset he went for it on 4th and 2 from his own 42-yard line down 17-3.
And they criticized that on the broadcast, too. I agreed with Charles Davis.
Yeah. No, I would have punted there. Yep. I couldn't believe it. To the defense's credit, and the defense did not play well yesterday. I mean, let's be honest about the defense yesterday. They were terrible in the first half. They couldn't get off the field. 7 out of 10 third down conversions, 20 points in the first half. They had a bunch of defensive holding penalties. And then even worse about the defense, they played better in the second half. But let's be honest, it's 20-15, and the defense lets them go right down the field for that touchdown and make it 27-15. Where DJ Reed gets beat by Jefferson in the corner of the end zone. That ticked me off. The defense did not play well yesterday. They got to play a lot better against the Bills.
Yeah, especially against the run. Especially against the run. They gave up 128 yards.
Well, by the way, Teak, we saw that against Chicago in the first series of two where the defense was a little loose. I'm with you, Joe.
Yeah, so, I mean, the challenge for this Jets team now is to find a way to beat Buffalo again. Now, they are one.
I think they can, Teak.
I think they can, too, especially because Buffalo is one-dimensional. I mean, their leading rusher is their quarterback.
Right.
He's the only one that scores rushing touchdowns.
Right. So,
and we saw with Sauce, I mean, Justin Jefferson, this is pedestrian of a day if I've ever seen.
But Reed was on it more than Sauce.
Both of them.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The best receiver on the field yesterday is Garrett Wilson. And how good is Garrett Wilson? When I watch Garrett Wilson, guys, as a Jet fan, I cry because he's so damn good. And here's something else, too. Why did we have to wait 10 weeks to see Zonovan Bam
Knight? Don't know.
Why did we have – this guy's –
he's good.
I mean
– because he was a free agent. He was an undrafted free agent.
Oh, my God.
But I saw him in college, Joe. And
you said that last week,
and he was so good at NC State.
He runs hard.
He's little, but he runs hard, man.
Tremendous.
You can't teach that. Like, there's a – I always say this, Joe. There's like, it's a little bit something wrong with really good football players. Like, you just know you're going to get hit, right? You know, this is going to hurt, but I got to do it anyways. And he's that kind of player. You find those guys that are like a little bit scared of contact. I don't want that dude. I want the guy who kind of still thinks this is a contact sport. Hell, I might get hurt, but I love it anyways. And he's that kind of player.
Getting back to Salah. No, Knight's tremendous. Getting back to Salah. Look, I think the bottom line on Salah, and I think the most important thing with him, is that the team plays for him. I mean, this game yesterday, the Jets of years gone by, as upset as I was with such a brutal loss, you know, it would be nice if Berrios could hold on to the ball. Maybe he's a little too much with his girlfriend there. I don't know. But catch the damn football,
she does
Braxton.
Like Instagram, Joe.
I know, we understand that. Catch the damn football, Braxton, okay? All right. With that said, going back to Salah here, look, they play for him. This team, last year, if they're down 20-3 like they were late in the first half, they get killed.
Yes.
That game's over.
No, I agree with you on
they're
that,
done.
Joe. Yeah.
They were never out of this game yesterday. They fought and fought and fought and fought, and they should have won. I mean, let's be honest. They should have won this game. There's no doubt about it.
So we're talking to our buddy Joe B. Of course, Joe, FAN royalty, long time here on the Fan. He's been with us every Monday during the football season. Joe, listen, maybe a little prisoner of the moment on my part, but I think you'll probably agree with this. Like, if you just parachuted into the world yesterday and you saw Kirk Cousins and Mike White, I don't know anybody that would say Kirk Cousins is better.
Yeah.
Right, he missed
wrong.
A lot of throws. Yeah, you know, Kirk Cousins yesterday, Mike missed that one throw down the sideline to Wilson. Kirk Cousins missed a lot of throws yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
He definitely did.
Four or five times when he had guys open, and he missed them badly.
Now, he's tough because he got hit a lot, and he kept getting up,
he kept sticking his beak
in there. But, all right, Joe, what is the synopsis here? I mean, playoffs, we talk about the Giants where the tie doesn't hurt them. I don't think the loss crushes the Jets, obviously,
well,
the Raiders.
They're still in playoff position. You know, the Raiders beat the Chargers.
Yep.
You know, Buffalo beat New England last Thursday.
Yep.
You even got Miami losing yesterday. So,
yes.
You know, overall, you know, they still control their own destiny. They're still in a playoff position. I think it comes down to this. They got to win three games. I think if they get to 10, they're getting there.
I agree
with
you.
They got to win the two home games. They're going to have to beat – Detroit's much better now, but they got to beat the Lions at home. They got to beat the Jaguars at home, no doubt. And they got to win one of three games on the road. And let's be honest, they're better than Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Seattle's a tough place to play. And I give him credit. Carroll's done a terrific job. Geno yesterday they pulled that game out. The Rams were beating them yesterday, and they won the game late. Geno to Metcalf to win the game. Look, win one of the three road games, win the two games at home, and I feel good about this Buffalo game. I think the way they lost this game yesterday has even gotten this team even more motivated to go out there and stick it to Buffalo again next week.
Joe, I know it's the NFL, and you never really know,
given the
atrocious nature of the sport.
Of course.
You can't say, well, in 2 years, we'll be – who knows? We don't know what we'll be in 2 weeks. But do you get the sense that – and you can take it back to the early Herm days and obviously way before that when Rex was planting roots, even though he had great success early. That was awesome. Do you get a sense of what the Jets are building is really sustainable? Because I do. Like, they seem like a legitimate franchise, Joe.
Bro, they're an extremely deep team. I mean, you look at the guys, even with, you know, Carter and Breece Hall are out, and look at these guys, Ty Johnson and Bam Knight. It's unbelievable. They rotate 9-10 guys on the defensive line. You know, this is the most young talent. I've been watching this team since 1965. This is the most young talent I can ever remember on this team. And if you're going to tell me that 27-year-old Mike White is now going to wind up being, amazingly enough, the franchise quarterback I've been looking for 60 years, 50 years now, well, you know, I think we really got something going here. I would agree 100%. Breece Hall will be back next year. AVT will be back next year.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have another draft under their belt. They're not going to be drafting as high, obviously. But Douglas certainly seems to know what he's doing. Even if they whiffed on Zach Wilson, it doesn't really matter at this point now.
Did you get a sauce jersey? What's the last jersey you got, Joe?
The last jersey I got was it's an old-timer. It was either Wesley Walker or
Number 85. Nice.
Yeah, it was either Wesley Walker or John Riggins. I actually got a John Riggins Jet jersey.
Nice. Did you really?
Yeah.
There you go.
He was a terrific. Yeah, he played 5 years for us.
I know.
A Jet.
Yeah. Then he retired and came back a lot of years later.
Here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I have not got a new jersey yet because
sauce. Let's go.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Nah, don't stop. You're not going to jinx anything. Well, just go out and get one.
Well, it's either one or two. It's either Sauce or Wilson.
Or
one
Wilson. Mm. Oh, you're going to get that Zach Wilson jersey finally.
No, no, not Zach.
Oh, Garrett Wilson.
Number 17. Number 17.
He's special.
Joe. Oh, my God.
Good chat, buddy. And you were kind of right about DeGrom. You definitely said it the most aggressively, so.
Can I get, I want to say
sure,
something.
Sure.
I don't
Joe.
Ever like to toot my horn.
Oh, here we
I've
go.
Also
He's
been
also
yelling
right
about Mike White for over a year.
I knew you were going there.
I knew it. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Over a year, I've been yelling about Mike White.
He also said Robert Saleh was terrible the first week we had Jan.
Well,
okay. So come on, Joe.
Okay. I was wrong about Saleh. but, all right. I mean, look,
I admit, buddy. It's all
I admit when I'm wrong. But nobody else was touting Mike White. All these sports writers, he's not the guy. He's not any good. All these sports writers that know nothing about anything, let's be honest. And can I say one more thing?
Sure, Joe.
Tiki makes that catch that Barrios dropped.
Now you and Tiki are buddies. You went from battling to kissing the ring.
I never disliked Tiki.
And you know what?
Did I ever dislike you?
Never.
Well, that's not what you told me,
Joe. Nothing but respect from Joe for the years. I used to come on with Joe
right
all the time.
By the way, I still maintain, in all due respect, to Saquon Barkley, the greatest Giant running back ever is Tiki Barkley.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. Joe, I also would have made the Darius Slayton catch as well.
Yeah, you could.
Look at you guys with your egos. I mean, making the picks, Tiki making the catches.
If the ball hits your hand.
I have to throw my resume on the table.
If the ball hits your chest or the ball hits your hands, catch it.
You got to catch that ball.
What if the ball hits your balls? You should catch it.
No.
Maybe Braxton should take a break from Culpo for about a week or so. He'd be all right.
Joe, hold on. Would you take a break from that, Joe?
Well, look.
Come on, John.
Probably not.
Exactly, buddy. All right, man. We'll talk to you next Monday, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. All the love, guys.
We love you. Joe B. in the house. Great stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.